Thank you for calling Customer Support. My name is Tiffany. How can I help you?
Yes, I got a watch from you guys a while ago, and I ended up giving it to my nephew, and the watch is pretty heavy for the kid. I mean, he's 17, and he's complaining it's really heavy. Hello?
Okay, yes, sir. So the watch is really heavy.
Yeah, I would like to return the watch. I mean, it wasn't worn, it wasn't turned on. He just tried it on and felt like it was too heavy, and I'd like to return it.
Okay, what's your first and last name, sir?
My first name is Mark, M-A-R-K, and the last name is Horgan, H-O-R-G-A-N.
Okay, for security of this account, I need you to verify your address.
The address is 146 St. Clair Terrace. That's Tonawanda, New York. 14150.
Okay, thank you so much for this information, sir. So I located the account, so it's here that you ordered the Techline watch, the 1000.
I can't understand you. I'm sorry.
They show that you ordered the 1000 watch. I'm showing it here on file. And you said that you're requesting to have it returned due to the weight of the watch?
Yeah, it's too heavy for him. That's all. It was a birthday gift I bought a while ago. And I just gave it to him yesterday, and he felt like the watch was too heavy. So I would like to return it.
Okay, sir. So what we can do here, because the watch has already been shipped out to you, looking over the account here, just allow me one moment to review the notes here, please. All right, sir. Thank you so much for holding. I do appreciate your patience. So with you already having the watch, I'm showing here the company is offering a 35% refund for you to keep the watch, sir.
Wait, a what percent what?
A 35% refund.
35%?
Yes, sir.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
I'm going to return the watch, and you're only going to give me 35% back.
For you to keep the watch, and they're offering you back a 35% refund. Now, we can move the refund up to a 50% refund, and you can also keep the watch as well. But since it's already been shipped out and you have received it, then we can offer you a 50% refund and for you to keep the watch, sir.
A 50% refund if I keep the watch?
Yes, sir.
I mean, he's not happy with it. I don't. It was a gift for him. I just want to return it and get my money back. That's all. There's nothing.
I'm aware
wrong
of that,
watch.
Sir. I can definitely run it by my supervisor. But these were the options that I was given here. But just allow me one moment. I can see what else we can do for you.
Well, I think you need to talk to your supervisor. I just don't get this. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the watch. It wasn't worn. He tried it on, took it off, said it was too heavy. It's too big for him. I didn't think I would have a problem returning something that I ordered. It was a birthday gift.
I understand, sir. Just allow me one moment. All right, sir. Thank you so much for holding. I do appreciate your patience. So I did speak with my supervisor. So what we can do is you are able to return the watch, sir. You do have to pay for the shipping to have the watch returned. We can issue you an RMA number. You will have to put that on the package, and we can refund you back your money.
Okay. I also got a packing ship sticker. I mean, basically, can I just get an envelope, just like it was sent in, and put the sticker on it and send it back?
No, sir. You will have to pay for the shipping. I want to give you an RMA number to put on the package to return it, sir.
Okay.
Okay. Let me get this information put in for you. Allow me one moment, sir. The system is in here at this point. Give the information process to the system for your RMA number, sir, and your refund. Give me one moment, please.
Okay.
All right, sir. Thank you so much for holding. I do appreciate your patience.
Can I ask you this? Do you have any idea how much this is going to cost me to send back?
I don't know, sir, how much it's going to cost to ship back.
All right.
Unfortunately, wherever you're located, they should give you an
ask
of the amount when you take it back to the Postal Service to have a return, sir.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll find out. Anyways, could I have the address and the information?
Yes, sir. Let me go ahead and get that information here to you. Just waiting for your team to load the system here. Just bear with me one moment. All right, sir. So the RMA number, are you ready for this information?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, it's 4575-R1.
Wait. 4575-R1. R1.
That is the RMA number, sir.
That's what now?
That is the RMA number that you're going to apply on the package to have it shipped back.
Okay. And what's the address? I mean,
the address is techline.com 905.
Wait. Techline what?
Techline.com 905 Westminster Avenue, Unit G.
Wait. Yeah. You're going too fast, dear. I'm sorry. I'm writing this down. Techline 905. Okay.
West Minister.
Okay.
Avenue Unit G.
That was Unit G?
That is correct, sir.
Okay.
Unit, G, as in girl.
Okay.
A-L-H-A-M-B-R-A.
H-A-M-B-R-A.
-C-A. 91803.
918-0-3. Okay.
Okay, you're receiving the refund back into... I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Finish what you're saying.
You're receiving your refund back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Let me read everything back to you so I have this and I know it's right. Okay? I'm going to read that RI number. It was 4575-RI.
That's correct.
Okay. And then I wrote down tack line, right?
Techline.com.
.com, okay. Then I have 905 Westminster Avenue, Unit G.
Mm-hmm.
And is this A-L-H-A-M-B-R-A?
Correct.
-C-A?
Mm-hmm.
And then 91803.
Correct.
So this is what I have to have on the package, the outside of the package, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. I think we're good.
All right. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, dear. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you for calling us for support. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.